Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, February the 15th, 2024, 13 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Valentine's Day has came and went, and I hope you enjoyed the special program yesterday. We had legendary chef, I guess is really what you would say, Graham Kerr on, talking about what the perfect Valentine's Day might look like, but what a story he ended up having. When we talked to him back in November, he talked about getting ready to turn 90 in January, and also talked about possibly finding love at 90. And since we spoke to him, I believe it was the week of Thanksgiving, he had proposed on Thanksgiving, got married on December the 15th, turned 90 in January, and then celebrated Valentine's Day with his Valentine on Valentine's Day. I thought it was a great love story. And you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret about this Graham Kerr interview yesterday, which I hope you did enjoy for Valentine's Day. You know, when I sit down to do an interview with somebody, normally, 99% of the time, I don't have any notes unless I want to make sure to remember to have a statistic, something like that, so I don't misquote a statistic. So I'm doing the interview with Graham Kerr. We taped it on Tuesday night. And I really thought we were going to talk more about food and talk more about candy and desserts and things like that and Valentine's Day. But we ended up hearing about his love story with his new wife, he at 90, her at 87, which I thought was great for Valentine's Day. So no problem with that at all. But if you were listening to the interview, we got to a point in the interview where he was talking about the relationship with this woman. I think for 3 years they knew, or was it 3 years? Yeah, I think 3 years they had known each other and were having tea on Friday before anything happened. And he had said it was a platonic relationship. Now, I think we all know what platonic means. I don't have to describe what platonic means versus a non-platonic relationship. So he brings this up early in the interview. And he really doesn't say any more than that. It just kind of goes to, hey, I proposed on Thanksgiving, and I had kissed her, and now we're married. So it would lead you to the question, which I did ask of Graham, is the relationship still platonic? Because at 90, maybe it is. Maybe it's still just kissing, which is where I went. That's where I was going with that with that question. Well, the way he answered it the first time, I could not really tell if it still was a platonic relationship or not. Now, maybe it was the way I asked it. Maybe it was the way he interpreted it. I don't know. But it left it to a point where I wasn't sure if the question had been answered. So I had to go in again and say, you know, I don't want to invade your personal life here too much. Clearly, I'm already invading it. But is your relationship still platonic? And it went into one of my favorite moments where Graham Kerr, the galloping gourmet himself, freshly married at 90 years old, talked about water pressure in a house. And I'm telling you, I don't know, I don't even know what to say about it. But I can tell you that later in the day, yesterday, people were asking about water pressure. So I think that's a great thing on Valentine's Day, and I thought it was hilarious, and Graham's always a great guest, so that's a great thing. Now, the other guest yesterday was Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant, longtime HBO boxing analyst. We did a little more on the Super Bowl. Also, Larry had just had a birthday, 93 years old, on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Larry's one of my favorite people. I've been interviewing Larry for more than 20 years. I love Larry. I love his takes on things. I love his turn of phrases. I wanted to hear what he thought about the Super Bowl. And I thought, and he lives in Los Angeles. So, he has Santa Monica, somewhere. He lives in California, let's put it that way. And I thought he had some very interesting takes on the Super Bowl that we had not talked about heretofore on this program earlier in the week. And also talked about being 93, which I think gives hope to a lot of people. So I enjoyed the programs yesterday. Now, in life in general, I want to thank Brinley again, who sent me a happy Valentine's Day yesterday. Happy Valentine's Day to Brinley. I hope she had a great Valentine's Day. Also want to thank the person who gave me the diet soda yesterday before 8 a.m. and said happy Valentine's Day, so I appreciate that. It was an interesting day. It was an interesting, very positive day. Now, what I want to say about Valentine's Day is that, I am not anti-Valentine's Day, oddly enough. But I will say this. People who go into stores on Valentine's Day and buy the chocolate and buy the flowers and buy the cards and all those sort of things, they complain about it. That, I think, is my beef with Valentine's Day. I don't think they go home and complain to the people they give them to, so those people never really realize that they really did not want to do this. They really did not want to buy these things. So I think it's more the insincerity of Valentine's Day that I have a problem with. It's not the idea of Valentine's Day. If you want to buy something nice for somebody, I think that's nice. And honestly, if you do that, I'm sure they appreciate it. It's that you complain about it to somebody else that you have to do it. That's the problem that I have with it. So that's my Valentine's Day beef. And to be honest with you, I saw people do some secret admirer stuff yesterday, which I thought was very nice. I think that's very nice on Valentine's Day. Get somebody a gift who doesn't expect it. I think that's very good of people. So Valentine's Day was good. And I also want to say this, because I do understand, I'm very aware that I come off cynical about love. And you know what? I really am not all that cynical about it. I just have fun with the topic. I think it's fun to talk about. I think everybody understands it. It's kind of like fruitcakes and gravy. It's just something that I enjoy talking about because I think it gets everybody has an opinion. I think people get very animated about it, which I think is okay. But I am not anti or cynical relationships. What I am cynical about is repeat behavior. That's all I'm cynical about. But I think all people are cynical about that. You know, how many times have I heard, oh, that person, they're having another kid? That's cynical. This person's getting married again? That's cynical. But I do want to say, I was approached Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday, not Valentine's Day. I was approached on Tuesday by a listener, and I'm not going to say who it was because I think it was a private conversation, even though I'm going to give you the gist of it here, which basically was that this person had married the same person twice. And don't be so cynical about what's going on with Valentine's Day. And I think it's great when it works out. So I wanted to clarify the point because of that conversation that it's not necessarily marrying the same person twice that I have a problem with. It's marrying multiples. Like I say, I'll give everybody two. The third one, I start to get skeptical. But if it works, it works. I don't doubt that they work. Now, also, I want to say, because I think this also gets lost in the folderol sometimes, I am not talking about people over 55 years old. Because we had something come into the world called the technology age. And people under the age of 55 are living in a whole different world. It is social media. It is texting. It is, it's just a completely different world. People meet people off the internet now. That used to be a forbidden foreign thing. It's just a different thing. So if you have a relationship or have went through things and you're over 55, when I'm referring to my skepticism or maybe even cynical nature about relationships, that's who I'm really talking to. I'm talking to people from the ages of 15 to 55 because I think they don't take it very seriously at all. I think anybody over the age of 55 took a divorce pretty seriously. I think they took being around many, many people, I think they took that very seriously. I don't think people under 55 take it very seriously. So that's my beef, and that's my thing with Valentine's Day. But I am getting a message here that Mary and her husband celebrated Valentine's Day, and their steaks turned out perfect. Great Valentine's Day with her sweetie. That is great to hear. Mary, I'm glad you had a great Valentine's Day. Well, I'm glad the whole family had a great Valentine's Day. So there you go. That's my Valentine's Day story. Now, if you want to talk about anything that happened on Valentine's Day to you, maybe something interesting happened, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you'd like to talk about the Graham Kerr interview yesterday, or the Larry Merchant interview, did anything hit you funny in those interviews? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. It's always good talking to the listening audience. That's one of the fun things about doing this show, getting up to see who's going to say what. That's one of the things I enjoy best. So we can talk about Valentine's Day. We can talk about the interviews yesterday or anything else on your mind. As you know, any topic you want to throw out there, I am more than happy to hear about. 740-751-4038. And also, I just want to say one more thing. When I'm telling stories about, my personal life, I always leave people's names out because I don't want to really trash anybody. If I really wanted to trash somebody, I would put their name in it. And you know what? To me, I guess it's not serious because I don't think about it a whole lot because it's the past. But when I'm doing a show, if the topic comes up, I bring it up. But in general, I don't think about it a whole lot. I just think, okay, well, that was something that happened, and it strikes me funny now. And that's the way it goes. So you can't take any of that stuff personally. Because it's not meant personally. If I was really trying to be personal with somebody, I probably would mention their name. And I don't think that's very classy, and I don't think I would do that. And I think if you would go back and listen to these programs, if you ever heard me mention somebody's name in a negative way, who was in my life, I think it would be hard for you to find that. Now, that's just my opinion. But you got to remember, this is a show. I got 2 hours to fill every morning. So if a story pops in my head, I probably will tell the story, but I will not use the name of the person. Now, if some people can figure out who that person is, I can't help that. It was a part of my life. As long as I'm not lying, I think it's okay to talk about. But that's as they say, that's neither hither nor yon. At this point. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you something that's of interest to me lately. People read way too much into things that you say and do. There is so much extra interpretation into things, it boggles my mind.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. You jumped right in there yesterday morning, and you got right on the phone, and you had a fun time talking to the people that you talked to, and it was a nice day for you, and that was one thing you needed for a while. I get a nice day, right?
Well, you know what? And happy Valentine's Day to you. I love both of those guys, and I love talking to them. And to be honest with you, that is why I love the interviews. My favorite part of doing this is the interviews. So a day like yesterday was a perfect day. But, you know, I can't think of a bad time that I've had a bad morning. I think sometimes that's what I was trying to say this morning. I think sometimes people get the interpretation because I'm complaining about something that I'm angry. And that's not really the case. It's just whatever comes off the top of my head.
Hey, Scott, you know the water's running pretty good out there on Mount Vernon Avenue, putting new lines in, so the plumbing's getting better out in that end of town, isn't it?
Did you like the plumbing conversations yesterday?
Yeah, you can read between the lines on some of that. It's pretty nice to understand that they're having a relationship regardless of what goes on with their private life. But isn't that great at that age, thinking about each other like that, and both of them have the same feeling towards each other?
I thought it, you know, I did not. I knew that he had met a woman. I did know that, but I certainly did not know they were married. I certainly did not know that he proposed. I certainly did not know that they had moved in together. So it turned into, unexpectedly, a great Valentine's Day story. Love at 90, and as near as I could tell, it wasn't a platonic relationship, which I think is great because I think, you know, I think people look at people over a certain age like they can't do anything anymore, and that's just not the case.
You see the people on TV there last night, I believe it was. I don't watch much of it, but I happened to see that on the news, I believe, had married 70 years.
I did see that. Isn't that great?
Well, you know, and by golly, bleaching her hair, too.
Well, and, you know, and those are things that I think are important. I think that
you can continue doing it all your life. That's right. That's what the point I was getting at. And the sports announcer, why, you know what? He's had a good life also. You know, I never realized it. It takes a while. You got to get. You think, oh, I'm not interested in that, or I'm not interested in that person he's having on or interviewing. But you got to listen to it. And listen to it, you pick up a lot of humor in it and a lot of nice key things that happen in people's lives. And they work hard for those key times in their lives also.
Well, and you're exactly right about that. I hope that people always give an interview a chance. Because I think sometimes that, you know, you hear about a person and you say, well, that's not exactly my cup of tea. But like with Graham Kerr, now people might have thought that was an interview about food, and it was anything but that. And certainly with Larry Merchant, maybe people thought we were going to talk about boxing because that's what he's most known for. But this is a man, 93 years old, who has he stays very current on everything. I think you could tell that yesterday. He's covered Super Bowl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he's great.
And I know who Matt's going to have on his program now.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes.
Did you talk to Matt?
Oh, no, I did not.
Oh, how did you find out this information?
By just listening to your show over a period of time, and it went back 12 years and stuff, and it's got to be the one, the all-time a Ohio State guy on there, and I can't think of how to pronounce his name. Can you pronounce it for me?
The super fan?
Yeah, Matt's going to have on a show.
Well, are you guessing Buckeye guy?
No. This is I think he played football, coached football, and everything. I don't know for sure, but I can't pronounce his name. And maybe give me a first initial. And I think it was. starts with a B or something like that. It's a longer name, and you've had him on, and he's really, really loves sports and stuff like that, and he always talks sports when he's on your show there, you said, about 12 years ago?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of who this would have been. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who this was. It was an Ohio person.
Yeah, and he went to Ohio State. He's an alumni of Ohio State, and he was played football, and it was pertaining to football what I made the guess at, because that's what Matt's going to likes to talk about.
Are you talking about Dick Shafrath?
Yeah, Shafrath, that's the name.
Shafrath. Unfortunately, Dick passed away last year.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
He's going to be on his show. He could have a run that you had with him and just taped it in there.
If he did have Dick Shafrath tomorrow, that'd be quite a show.
Well, that's what you said, and I talked about another person. You said, oh, no, this is greater than that. And I thought, well, I wonder who that would be live that was there 12 years ago. Shafrath, now, what was his, just clue me in on that. I'm just wondering now about what did he do at Ohio State? Play football?
He was known as the Mule. He would do just about anything, but he played football under Woody Hayes, but he did end up in the NFL. He played under Paul Brown for the Browns in the early days, but then he went on and became an Ohio State senator, got into politics later on in his life.
That part I didn't catch up, but he was on your show, and he had a little show there for a while, didn't he, Scott?
He did.
And how long was he with you then?
He was with us for probably about 6 months. He lived over in, I think, the Ontario area, and he was getting older at that point. He had an illness. It wasn't anything terminal or anything like that, but he had an illness kind of like Parkinson's. So it was getting more difficult for him to drive, which is why that show came to an end.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well,
but
was he a big guy because they called him the Mule, or and he could drive his way through anything, or what?
He was a very tough guy. He was a tall guy. He wasn't a heavy guy, but the reason they called him the Mule, and he wrote a great book, which is actually how I got in touch with him, is that he would take any dare. And the book was basically made up of all the dares that he had done. He wrestled a bear. He would run, or he canoed somewhere. I can't remember exactly what it was. Canoed when nobody else would canoe in this area. It said it couldn't be done. If you said, and Dick Shafrath would do it.
I got it. Did he always live around this area or Columbus area, or where did he mostly live around? Now, I don't know if you was born yet, but our kids was little, so 156. And the other one 60. So we was out at the Coliseum. They had a bear out there, and they pointed up in the audience, anybody want to wrestle this bear? And I thought, well, I'll wrestle the bear. And so, oh, boy, Carol, kids was there, and I said, I'm going down. I'm going to, oh, no, Dad, don't. Boy, they're pulling my. I said, no, I'm going, buddy, I'm going. And I put on a big show for the family right there, like I was going to go. And I don't know if they'd say, hey, go ahead, Dad, let's see you wrestle a bear. I don't know if I'd go down there, but I doubt if anybody wrestled a bear. Can you remember when the bear was being wrestled? Anybody listening know that they had a bear in the Coliseum that you could wrestle that day?
That would have been in the 60s and 70s. They used to come down from Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, but Dick Shafrath, I believe he was born in southern Ohio, but he never left Ohio, and he more lived in central Ohio when he started playing for Ohio.
Yeah.
But he was a great guy. But not Dick Shafrath. Now, it's two different tomorrow, because maybe the other day I condensed that together. Now, the person who's coming with me tomorrow morning from starting at 9 o'clock is somebody who used to be on the radio with me on a regular basis. I don't even know if anybody will remember this person, to be honest, because it has been 12 years. Has not been on with me for 12 years, but I struck up a conversation recently, and I said, well, would you be interested in coming back and doing maybe a weekly segment? And they said, well, let's give it a try. Let's see how it's going to go. So I think it'll be great. And tomorrow they will be here at 9:15, starting at 9:15 through 11 tomorrow. But the person Matt is interviewing, now that's a completely different person. That's, I think he's going to announce that soon. But like I say, I don't want to steal his thunder on that one.
Yeah. Hey, you know, talking about Valentine's Day. Now, Mary, I just heard that she's down in Florida, warm state thing, and she had the steaks turned out well. Well, now, well, that's spelled the same way. Well, well. Guess what Carol and I done yesterday?
Did you have a couple steaks?
Well, we had two hamburgers.
Oh.
I had a medium size and a little larger for myself. And guess what we had them on?
They
turned out well, by the way, and they were on a Hawaiian bun. And so the hamburgers, and you wouldn't have so much big bun or nothing like that. That's the way we, instead of buns and hot dogs, well, we just put it on Hawaiian bun, and it's pretty tasty. But, yeah, ours turned out well, too. And the temperature was maybe close to what we had down there in Florida. I don't know. We was knocking on the door at high temperature yesterday, wasn't we?
It wasn't bad, and it was sunny, which helped a lot.
Yeah.
It was.
And so that's what we had. And prior to that, well, I had two sweethearts I bought stuff for yesterday. I bought them ahead of time, see? I'm ahead of time guy. I always want to get it because the time flies by more than my memory is. So I thought, you know, I was out and bought a birthday card for the two-year-old, our great-granddaughter. And so I had $5 in my pocket. Now, I don't know what in there with $5, but I thought I had $20 in the other pocket, but I had $5. And looking around, I reached in my pocket, and I thought, I only got $5. And so I looked. There was a little heart, and it had three chocolates in it. And I listened, this is expensive stuff, Russell's. That was my favorite. That's what I bought my wife ever since all the years that we celebrated Valentine's like that. And so I got that for her, and then I thought, well, I'm going to get a balloon. Had it on a little stick, and I got the birthday card, and it come to $4.30-some cents or something. I told the lady, I said, keep the change. I'm in a happy mood. I've got everything I want. So there my wife had the candy. There she's going to share the balloon when the great-granddaughter comes over, and she will get the balloon. Now, wasn't that satisfactory? That's a pretty good, that's a lot of money for Valentine's Day, don't you think, Scott?
Well, that's a heavy spender right there. I thought maybe when you said hamburgers that you had taken advantage of the McDonald's Valentine's Day special and got those free cookies.
Well, no, I wasn't going to gamble on that. The pie's okay. Once in a while, they'll have a holiday pie and stuff. I'll go for I didn't get into the cooking. No, I fix stuff here at home. We're doing that and eating, but a hamburger, a Hawaiian bun. Now, what romantic would you like to spend Valentine's Day in Hawaii with your loved one? Wouldn't that be an ideal thing?
And you know what? That's what I think people had the conception that I did not like Valentine's Day, but I will be honest, I loved it yesterday. I had, like I said, it started off with a happy Valentine's Day, and then it turned into a happy Valentine's Day from Brinley, and I was with people yesterday who were all very in the mood for Valentine's Day. I had a great time yesterday.
Your show was good there, and I was wasn't ready for the surprise attack, but it was a good attack. You bombed us both times, and it was good. Hey, I'll catch up with you later then, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-754-038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, I was, you know, yesterday was great. That, to me, it was the perfect Valentine's Day. I was with Karen and Matt last night. Sean was around yesterday. Went to school yesterday as normal. Was at the grocery store for a little bit. That's a big day on Valentine's Day. Ran into a lot of people there, so it was great. I thought it was a very fun Valentine's Day, and then you throw in the happy Valentine's Day and Free diet soda yesterday. You can't go wrong there. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Who was the guy that used to come? I think he was a teacher down there. I don't know if he came on a Wednesday or something.
Dick Shafreth?
Was he black?
No.
I thought this guy was black.
He used to come on Wednesday. Did he talk about sports?
One thing, I don't know if I listen to him that much.
I know who you're talking about.
Teacher coach.
Yes.
Teacher coach.
Satch Sullinger.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. He was with us for a couple years.
Yeah. He was like a coach teacher. Yeah.
I
think of his name.
I always got along with him.
He seemed nice. But I don't know if he talked about other stuff. Because after I would listen to Charlie and stuff, I had to do stuff. I forget what time he did come on. But, yeah.
Yeah, Satch was always fun. I liked Satch. I thought he had good perspectives on things. And even if you disagreed with him, I thought he was always willing to have the conversation, which I like.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of his name. So, yeah.
Now, did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Well, didn't do anything, and I missed your show because I had to go out early. I had to go to Menards and stuff, and by the time I made it back, your show was off. So
yeah, we had a good. We just had guests yesterday. We had Graham Kerr and Larry Merchant, and talked about love at 90 years old and what to do for Valentine's Day, and talked a little more about the Super Bowl, but a whole lot of yesterday. It was a good show.
Yeah, did you see, was that what that shooting was about? That one team?
You know, the Chiefs, it's an awful, awful story, and I don't, it was a pep rally for the Super Bowl, and I don't know why, I don't think we know why this person did this, but a DJ was killed. I think her name was Lisa Lopez, and yeah, just horrible.
Well, I thought it was an after celebration party, and that, today when I had it on, I believe 22 was either shot or hurt, went to the hospital. And then the one guy tagged the one, and then this one big guy, he saw what was going on. His three daughters he tackled him too, and he was big. So the other guy somehow jumped back on to hold him down. They had to hold his head down. I thought it was just like a young person. So I don't know if he was fighting or what, but they got the one, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to listen again today.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate that, you know, I think one person has died, and I believe it was the DJ. But it's just horrible.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a coach or somebody on the team, or it seemed like he had some kind of a shirt on. He said they need to go back to the death penalty. He said this stuff's getting ridiculous, so, and stuff. But, yeah, I have to listen today. I just caught a little bit yesterday. But, yeah, I can't believe that. You can't go out and enjoy yourself at all with her, you know, and stuff. It's a shame, so.
Yeah, it's no good at all. But hopefully it'll get better. We can always hope for better.
Well, you know, you got to do something. I mean, guns is fine to protect yourself, but you don't need them out on the street. You ought to have enough police, you know, for your home. And these guns that shoot all these bullets, if you can't hit somebody with six bullets, you need to have something wrong.
Well, and I it's my understanding that this was stopped by a father who tackled the guy. So that's great that he stopped him.
Well, somebody else tackled him, but then I don't know if he kind of got away from him, and then this guy, he looked at me like he weighed, I don't know if he weighed 300 pounds, and he tackled him, tried to hold him down, and then this other guy jumped back on, and it's like, I thought he was like a younger kid, maybe not even 20 in his teens, and they had a time with him, but I'll listen today and see what's going on, so.
Well, no, it's
hard to hear in that stuff. I mean, something has to be done. And
I think a lot of people feel that way, that something eventually has got done.
Yeah, because I don't know the answer. I mean, I think when I'm growing up, even if I walked the street and had to worry about, I just can't imagine, you know.
It's a different world.
I know. You worry about going in a freaking store, a mall, or someplace if you have to run. I just don't. Just something has to be done. So I'll get off here.
Hey, Noah, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038, 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. Well, I'm glad to hear people had either a quiet Valentine's Day or a good Valentine's Day, and I'm glad we cleared up everything here this morning in regard to things. And hey, the phones are ringing this morning. You got to love a show like this. Go ahead, caller.
I get another punch in here, and I'll list just the next hour. But Thatch,
yes,
was he an NFL pro player, wasn't he?
You know, I don't think so.
He wasn't?
I don't think so.
I thought he had a Super Bowl ring on or something when he was there at your studio. I met him and I liked him, and I think he had a big ring on. And I said, I'd like to look at that ring. I never had one like that. Can you recall what he done in sports or anything at all?
Well, I know he was a basketball guy, but I don't think he ever played college or for the pros. I know he got back into, but I don't think he. I don't believe he ever played for a pro team.
I don't know how I ever got that. I'm pretty sure, and that's one thing I was going to tell the audience that it's neat about your show is there. You could kind of go up there and stick your head in the door and meet those kind of people. And then when you hear them talking on the radio, it means so much more to you because you've already met them and stuff. I may have seen him or someone out to the Coliseum when you had at the fair was sports-minded. Maybe a wrestler or two. Did they have a big ring or something like that? One of them there, I remember the ring part, and I'm just trying to rattle in my mind who it was, but the wrestler, the real known wrestler, was on your show all the time. We don't hear too much from him anymore on the radio. What was his name?
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt, yeah. He was an interesting guy to talk to. You wouldn't think that until you met him and really sat right beside him and talked to him. That makes a big difference when they're on a radio or TV or something. When you meet the person live, that makes a lot of difference in knowing the person, you know?
Well, and, you know, that was kind of the point that I was trying to make earlier, is that, you know, whatever I'm talking about here in the morning, you know, this is a radio show, so it just, whatever comes in my mind is whatever I talk about. And I think...
It's a show. You throw some stuff in there, other people throw some stuff in there. That's what it is, a
right,
show. It is knockdown, dragout.
No, it's a show. And I think sometimes when I tell things... again, and I never use anybody's name because I think it's important if they don't want their name used, not to use it. But I sometimes think that people feel that that's I'm trying to be negative. Really, not any negative. I think most of these things are just life. I mean, when you talk about your life and things that have happened, it's just you're talking about your life.
Well, it's working out good, Scott. I'll get off of here so maybe somebody else can holler at you, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We always appreciate the phone calls, 740-751-4038. So just to calm all that Valentine's talk down, again, I'm glad everybody had a great Valentine's Day. I had a great Valentine's Day, believe it or not. And if everything's working for you, well, I'm happy for you. Why wouldn't you be happy? If things are working for people. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I have a question. What happened to Adam? I've missed a few shows here lately, but I haven't heard him on for a while.
You know, I don't know. He's still doing the news and the weather and the obituaries. I know when we play the games, he calls in. Maybe it's because we haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, because I miss the game. That's why I listen mostly. But, yeah, I thought, well, I just happened to think, you know, I thought of it before. I thought, well, you know, what's happened to him? So.
Well, I think I said this the other day, but it is kind of funny that, you know, radio is subjective, and some people like the games, and that's certainly fine. But then when you do the games, people say, well, I don't like the games. Why don't you talk more about local politics? And then I talk about local politics, and people say, well, I'm tired of hearing about local politics. And then you talk about the Super Bowl or sports or something about, and people say, I'm tired of hearing. So, I mean, I think you just try to mix it up and do the best you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I just wonder because, you know, you get tired of hearing stuff, but has the council done anything? Because, see, I've missed some shows, and I didn't know where anything stood there. Here you go again. Have they done anything with the auditor or with anything else? Or?
Well, I know they met on Monday for the first time in 3 weeks, and to my knowledge, I did not attend that meeting, but to my knowledge, nothing more with the auditor. I haven't seen or heard anything. And as far as Monday goes, I don't think anything critical happened. I think everything has kind of quieted down there for the time being. So I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to turn out. I hope for the best. I mean, gosh knows you got to root for the best.
Yeah, because I think I heard you say you did. Maybe you were talking to Sarah, somebody. You didn't go to that meeting. I did hear that.
No. I looked at the agenda for Monday's meeting. There really was not a whole lot on there that I thought was, anything of. There were some needed to be paid and so on and so forth. And I had some things to do on Monday night, so I didn't attend that meeting. But as far as I know, if anything happens, certainly nobody's talking about it.
Yeah. Okay, then.
All right. Thanks. All right, phone lines again are open here today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. So, who can I talk about this morning? You know, I think I told this story the other day, and I think it's about the way it goes. Helen Thomas, who I like a whole lot, interviewed her a ton of times, went to her apartment in New York and Washington and interviewed her. And she used to say she worked for UPI, which was a news service for many, many years. And she never gave her opinion because that's what you did when you wrote for a news service. And then she got a job as a columnist when she left UPI, Hearst. She was working for the Hearst Corporation. And she said she wrote her first article, and she turned it in, and the editor said, well, where's the edge? Where's your opinion? And she said, my opinion? I don't put that in. You know, I work for a wire service. And the editor said, well, you're a columnist now. You give your opinion on things. And she said, after that, every morning she woke up and said, who do I hate today? And it's a joke, but I mean, you don't hate any. When you're telling these stories, you're just telling stories because that's what you got in your life. I mean, don't we all really rely back on the stories in our life? I mean, I can think of some things that happened in my life that I think are funny now that I look back on them, and I think are interesting. So I think that's what you do when you relay stories. I think you're trying to be interesting. I think you're trying to be funny. But on the whole, I am an incredibly happy person. Now, it's weird to say that because who goes around saying they're a happy person? But it's just fun. It's fun to go around and do things, do interviews like I did the other day, go to the studio last night with Carrington and Matt and Sean. It's great to be able to watch Matt get this interview, which will be on tomorrow. And I'm so happy and proud for him that he's able to do this. And we're going to have this person back tomorrow who hasn't been on in 12 years, who used to be on with me with regularity, let's say. And they'll be back tomorrow morning, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, things are just very, very, very good. And I think, honestly, that I am happier now than I have probably ever been on the whole. Now, truthfully, I've always been a happy person. Anybody who's ever been around me I think, would say that I'm a happy person. I'm not an angry person. I'm not a yeller. I don't do that sort of stuff. That's just not who I am. But I think now is probably the happiest time, just because things are very easy. There's no pressure. There's no drama going on right now. And I think that's nice. And I also think the people you have in your life do matter. Now, again, this is not a diss on people who have been in my life in the past. I'm sure they were fine. I probably was having a good time with them as well. But the people there right now are just fun. It is fun to be around people who are not in age. That could be older people. That could be younger people. I like that. I like being reacquainted, like tomorrow morning will be, with this person who hasn't been on in 12 years. I like that. I like Pastor Craig being back at the station after being gone for about a year. I like the conversations that we're able to have. Plus, life in general is good. I have a great life. I mean, nothing is bad, to be honest with you. I could not pick a thing that's bad. I have good friends. I have good people. Everything's good. I don't know what could be bad. I don't know. People who have bad attitude all the time always shock me in a way. I don't know why people are angry all the time. I am a total optimist about things. I think things will get better. I think things will turn out fine. I hope for the best. I cheer for people. I'm just an optimistic person. I don't know how it pays off to be pessimistic, that things are going down the tubes and this isn't going to be great and everybody's out to get me and all that sort of thing. I don't know how people live like that. That's unfortunate, I think. I don't know. I don't get that. I think that what they say, hope dies last. Hope is the last thing that dies. So enjoy whatever you're doing. Have a good time. And that's what I do. And I think most people try to do that. I don't think most people are negative. And at least I hope not. Let's hope the numbers are in my favor. But I'll tell you what's not in my favor, the fact that we're going to a but we'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much.